Thanks and welcome to Bio 2007 on this morning's Ag Issues program. I'm Jim Doblin, and we have traveled with the Kansas delegation, including Senator Pat Roberts, to the largest bioscience convention in the world, featuring hundreds of countries and companies specializing in human, animal, and plant sciences. My guests, both distinguished professors, David France from K-State. He is director of the National Agricultural Biosecurity Center. And Val Stella, Distinguished Professor of Pharmaceutical Chemistry at the University of Kansas, both designated as among the seven Kansas Big Thinkers at this year's Big League Bio Convention. We'll begin with Professor Stella. Professor, why is it important that we're here? What are we getting out of this?
I think exposure is the main thing. I think in Kansas we tend to play down low-key. The East and West Coast gets all the publicity, but this is a chance for us to get out there and say we're creative people and we do great things. And you take someone like myself, I've been involved with developing, I think, something where six or seven pharmaceutical products are on the market saving lives and people from not only eastern Kansas but western Kansas. And yet that's not something that's known around the state. And this is a chance to sort of toot our own horn a little bit.
Give me an example.
Well, probably the best example, two best examples. One is the anti-seizure drug Dilantin, which is used to treat grand mal seizures. We developed a safe form of Dilantin that is much safer. You can give it when someone's pinned in a car wreck with a head injury. And so, if you're in a grand mal seizure and you're taken to the emergency room, that seizure isn't turned off in 30 minutes to an hour. There's permanent damage, and this drug will turn that off really quick and help you live a fairly normal life. And that was developed in Lawrence, Kansas, we're pretty proud of that. And sometimes we recognize the CEOs of the companies, and we recognize people like the governor that do need to be recognized, but sometimes the guys in the trenches like myself are forgotten.
And you're still in the trenches.
I'm still in the trenches, not on a day-to-day basis, but in directing students and doing creative research. What people don't recognize is that not only do we do good science at KU and in Kansas, but we've developed some pretty creative companies. And so I've been involved with three startup companies, and technologies from my lab have resulted in three companies, one in Lenexa, one in Lawrence, and one that we sold. Because that was the smart thing to do from the point of view of developing the technology. And we contribute what we can.
I mentioned Silicon Valley earlier as a part of the IT revolution, and this is the bioscience revolution. Are we trying to be Silicon Valley, or are we Silicon Valley, or is there no such comparison? Is that an apple and orange kind of thing?
I think it's an apple and orange kind of thing. We probably will never be able to be a research triangle park or a Silicon Valley, but what we can do is, I think Kansas has some really rich niche markets that we can go after. For example, the University of Kansas and K-State and the KU Med Center are some of the most creative anti-cancer or cancer scientists in the world. We have a really good program in neurosciences that I think is second to none. And so, we're not going to be the place where we can go out and be everything to everybody. But we have little niches where I think we are the world's cutting edge.
And give me an example of that.
For example, some of the best research going on in Alzheimer's research is some of that's going on in Lawrence, Kansas. We have some of the best, we have a young person, for example, at KU that's developing a whole new class of anti-cancer drugs that really have just been highlighted recently in the lay press. We have a young person who's doing some really great research on how to deliver DNA and other creative molecules that will help in genetic research. Yet, we don't get that publicity. We're sort of there in the hinterland and we get lost. And at a place like this, it's a chance for us to blow our horn a little bit.
Professor David France, you're the director of the National Agricultural Biosecurity Center at K-State. How would your facility complement the National Bioagricultural Defense Facility that's planned and maybe located in Kansas?
Well, I think other than the law right now, which doesn't allow us to work with FMD or Rinderpest, we can really do anything that can be done at Plum Island, maybe in some cases on a smaller scale. The NBAF facility is meant to be about $500 million facility. Our facility on campus is a $52 or $53 million facility. Still, it's just a fantastic state-of-the-art place. But we can handle 32 head of 800-pound cattle, for example. NBAF will be able to handle more than that. So it will be quantitative more than a qualitative difference in what can be done. But I think it would be a great, the term lily pad has been used to allow the U.S. government, DHS and USDA, to begin working in Kansas before the NBAF is completely constructed. In fact, we have some work, collaborative work, underway that we're trying to establish with some of our colleagues at Plum Island right now.
Professor, what's the importance of a Kansas presence here at a place like this?
Well, I think we have a lot to offer. I think Kansas has, to begin with, and as a foundation, just a great workforce, a work ethic, young people who are willing to work hard, some really good universities in which we train our young people. I'm really proud to take people to K-State when I go. I don't have to be embarrassed bringing people from the coasts to Kansas State and saying, you know, this is my university and this is where I work and this is where I went to school. It's a great culture. I really appreciate everything President Weefall has done for the university. And if you look at, if you ever hear his speech on the scholarships that have Truman, Rhodes, and other scholarships that come out of K-State, it's pretty impressive. They call us a flyover state, but once we get people to campus, it's amazing that it is not that hard to recruit them. Sometimes it's hard to get them to come to Kansas, but once they get there, they realize this is a pretty good place to raise kids, for example. Nice small town atmosphere, still close enough to Kansas City and Lawrence and other cities. So I think Kansas is a well-kept secret in biotechnology to some degree.
Thank you very much, Professor David France, the director of Kansas State University's National Agricultural Biosecurity Center, and Val Stella, distinguished professor of pharmaceutical chemistry at the University of Kansas, our two guests on this segment of Ag Issues. Right now, it's time for the Voice of Agriculture.